Kelly Barrio, the girls' soccer coach at Essex Tech, is joining us. Kelly, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. My pleasure.
Kelly, a team a year ago, right around the 500 mark. Now you're soaring so far this year for Essex Tech soccer. And maybe tell me, let's talk a bit about the, you know, some of the things that have happened so far and some of the success that you've had as far as a few games.
Sure. You know, the first thing that's kind of happened is last year we went through a bit of a rebuilding year. And, you know, last year our biggest thing, we had tons of individual talent, but it just wasn't coming together on the field as a team. And, you know, they worked hard in the off season, did some work together over the summer, and they came in this year. And, I mean, I moved people's positions, people got adjusted to those positions, and they've just come together on the field, like, in an amazing way. It's really fun to watch.
So let me ask you about some of those players. So you have some of the same players back, but tell me how, maybe individually, how some of those players have begun to shine for you.
Sure. So two of my starting forwards, Kaylee Silva and Sam Harrison, they were both center mids when they came to me. And, you know, in the last year, I've transitioned them up to forwards. And, I mean, they've taken the role that they've been given and just flown with it. They both have, I think, 11 points and 10 points, you know, a bunch of goals, but also a bunch of assists. I mean, they're assisting each other. They're assisting others. They're doing so good up there. And then when you move back to the midfield, I have two center mids that are sisters, and they play flawlessly together. They really control and distribute out of that center center mid. And then our outsides are two seniors, and they're fast as ever. So the center mids are Chelsea and Carrie Martinez, Carrie being one of our captains. And then our outside mids are Ava Allaire and Miabella. I mean, their speed, Miabella Cavallero, their speed is amazing. And they're doing lots of, you know, crossing it back into the middle. They're distributing to the forwards, even to the center mids. It's just so dynamic, the way they're all working together. And then our back line is strong as well. We have a lot of depth there. And Forrest Gorin plays as one of the center backs, and she really kind of controls the play back there. And, you know, she's a couple people on the line with her. Caitlin McNeil plays with her to start, and Alex Silva comes in, and they do a fantastic job protecting the goalie, you know, protecting the goal. And then our outside starting defenders are one of the captains, Izzy Santana. I mean, she's playing out of this world this year. You know, she's always been very good. She was taken up to the team as a freshman. But, I mean, this has been her year. She is playing fantastic. And then our other outside defender is Carly, Carly Thayer. And she's been with us since, you know, she started freshman year, she's a junior now, and she's super strong. And my goalie, Haley Gwilmet, has been there for the last 2 years. And this year she's come out really strong. I mean, she's made big strides. So, I mean, this team is super talented. They're young. I have, you know, five seniors, but I have seven sophomores and seven juniors. And I've never seen, you know, a team of mine come together so fast. I mean, as freshmen coming in, we get kids from all over, like 19 sending districts, or, you know, forgive me, that might be a little bit off, but close to that. So we don't have, you know, the what other schools get when they're playing, you know, in youth together, and then they come up and they start playing the same club teams. We don't get that. I get all these players from all these different backgrounds who've had different coaches, different philosophies. You know, so it's not always easy to merge all that, but this team has done it in a phenomenal way. So it's really fun. I'm really looking forward to competing throughout October and hopefully taking the vocational championship this year, which has eluded me in all my 11 years coaching here.
Well,
that's definitely a goal of our team this year.
Well, tell me more about how does the team come together, in other words, and when did you notice it, that it was coming together? What kind of things were happening, whether it be in practice or in game situations? Tell me about that process from, you know, last year or at the beginning of this year to now.
So last year, we had many of the same starters, I think 8 to 9 of the same starters maybe. And while they were so good independently, you know, super talented, I mean, they knew how to do a lot of the right things, but just together, you weren't seeing the ability to pass so well or even kind of predict where your players were going to go and know how to send it to them, know how they can run onto the ball. the angles to take and such. And this year it was the first scrimmage and it was all there. I was shocked. And I mean, in the best way possible. I figured it'd take some practices and, you know, it was already, the foundation was set at that first scrimmage where I was like, okay, like this is, you know, this is going to come together really fast. And it did.
Well,
they're knowing where to pass the ball. They know where their teammates are going to be. I mean, they're crossing it. They're, you know, sending through balls. It's just, it's almost choreographed. It looks like, you know, they're making nice little passes all around the field. It's almost like something I would see after like a group that's had 3 or 4 years together. And it's only been like, other than this year, one.
Well, Kelly, the way you describe this, you're definitely going to get that vocational championship. Man.
Oh, I'm really hoping for it. I think this would be the group to do it for sure.
And you also have the state tournament as well to yes. participate in, yeah.
Yeah, which is very exciting.
Well, let me ask you, here's my last question or so. Tell me about what was a defining game, if you will, for you guys so far this year?
I think Ipswich as our first game of the season, you know, we came out, we played a Cape Ann League team as our first game, and we competed really hard. We put the ball in the net early, and that was kind of a struggle last year. And then every game since, we've been putting the ball in the net. That was a struggle last year. This year, it's just coming with playing together. We're all in the right positions that feed off each other. So, you know, every game since, we've been putting a lot of balls in the net. And I think that overall, that encompasses kind of what we've become. And there's a ton of assists. Last year, we had some goals, but they weren't assisted. This year, we have so many assists. So it just shows how much we're working together.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, Kelly, anything else to share with us about Essex Tech girls soccer here for 2022?
No, I just think we're definitely a team to watch. And, you know, I can't wait till, you know, we're getting into the end of the season this year and into the postseason. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to take some wins.
Sounds good. Well, Kelly, hang on the line here. Thanks so much for joining us. And best of luck. Well, congrats on the season so far and best of luck the rest of the way for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hang on. Kelly Barrio, girls soccer coach at Essex Tech.